This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me remind you guys that coming up Thursday, April 24th, we encourage you to come out to the Landing in Liberty to watch the draft. It starts at 6 o'clock. Bink, Uno, Cero, they will be broadcasting live throughout the first round. The entire 96.5 The Fan staff will be there in attendance. The draft contest is back with $965. Plus, you win an autographed Juwan Taylor helmet as a prize. You get 1 point for a player drafted in the first round. You get 3 points if you get the right player on the right team. And you got to remember that your sheet must be turned in prior to the first pick on the clock. So come out, fill out your draft sheets. It's free. Get yourself something to eat. That does cost. Get yourself something to drink. Hang out. Watch the draft. And you could win $965 for simply knowing a whole lot about the NFL draft. Rob, can you and I win this? I mean, what makes me different than the average fan? I don't know anything different. We look at the same mock drafts. You think the Giants are telling me who they're drafting? No, I don't know. I have no clue. All I'm going to do is look at the same mock drafts that you look at. Can we win this?
I don't know about the money, but I know that the helmet from Juwan Taylor has been flagged for illegal formation already, despite the fact the draft's in 2 weeks.
You think I want the Juwan Taylor autographed helmet? I would take the signature off of it. Just give me the Chiefs helmet. His signature might devalue the helmet. I don't want that. You got to have your wife come. Can you get Caroline to come fill this out so we can win the money? Can she win technically?
I mean, maybe technically.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that we should have the same chance of winning this. It's not like it's a raffle that we could potentially rig. I can't rig the draft. I don't know who's drafting anybody. I don't really look at people's mock drafts because you don't know. And I don't know. You want to know when I officially was out on mock drafts? The year that they told me Will Levis was going to go number 4th overall to Indianapolis. He didn't, and he went in the second round. That's when I was like, bro, they don't know. They're just guessing just like me and you are guessing. It's just fun guesses is what they have. All right. Speaking of the NFL draft, let's get back to very serious things. Speaking of, if you want to guess right now on FanDuel, you can bet on what team will draft Shedeur Sanders. The Saints are the favorite at plus 270. The Giants are second at plus 370. So for those of you that don't bet, if you bet $10 on him to go to the Saints, you would win $27 if they're the team that actually takes them. The Steelers are at plus 600. The Browns and the Jets are at plus 700. The Rams are at plus 1100. So if you bet $10 and he gets drafted by the Rams, you're going to clear over $100. Not a bad bet. I might actually throw something down on this just because I think Shedeur is one of the more interesting players to bet on. I've been on the Browns at 7-1. I think the Browns make the most sense to go get Shedeur.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They need a cheap, cost-controlled quarterback. You have an offensive-minded head coach with Kevin Stefanski. If you go get a young quarterback, you'll certainly give him and the coach a leash because you guys swung and missed on the Deshaun Watson contract. I don't think that the Browns roster is bad. It's not good, don't get me wrong, but their biggest problem is they were one of the worst quarterback situations in the league last year. I think Shadur to the Browns makes a lot of sense. I think he's going to potentially fall in the draft, and I could see the Browns moving up and using their second-round pick to get the ammunition they need to potentially get back in the first round and get Shadur. If you're asking me the best value on this board, I think it's the Browns. I don't think the Saints are drafting him with the number 9 overall pick. The Giants select high in this year's draft class. I don't think Shadur is going number 3 overall. I really think there's good value for the Browns at 7-1.
You talk about filling out the mock draft sheet at the landing in a few weeks. Man, number 2 is where it's all going to go screwy with the Browns, because I could see the Browns doing a billion different things. I don't think they're taking Shadur at 2, but I think Shadur is going to be hanging out in Green Bay for a while. Now, I don't know if he's actually going or not to Green Bay, but I think if he's up in Wisconsin, he might be in that green room for a while. He might be the Aaron Rodgers who's sitting around and waiting and waiting and waiting.
I agree with that.
Because Cam Ward's going 1, and I don't think the Giants are taking someone, and I don't think the Browns at 2 are taking Shadur. Now it's sit and wait time, which is probably why the Saints' value becomes so high, but the Saints don't operate like they're trying to reset. They're going to have to redshirt him with Derek Carr. So, like, I think if you're looking for, like, a big value play, the Rams, to me, make a lot of sense. They flirted with moving on from Matt Stafford this offseason. And, like, Matt Stafford's some young spring chicken. Talk about an offensive-minded coach, Sean McVay. You'd get him later in the draft. The pressure to start him immediately isn't as high. Like, I think the Rams are the value play bet, but I think Shadur is going to be watching a lot of the draft from the green room.
So right now, if I gave you a bonus 10, a free $10 bet, you put it on the Rams at 11-1?
At 11-1, yeah.
What makes sense, you got a veteran quarterback with Matthew Stafford. You got Sean McVay, an offensive-minded head coach. They're trying to rebuild their offensive line on the fly. The Rams are certainly not a bad bet to take a swing to go get Shadur Sanders. It certainly would be in line with, I think, the timetable that they have. Let's hear from Adam Schefter. He was on his podcast. He throws out some scenarios where the former Colorado quarterback could land.
Miami has so much money tied up in Tua that after this year, there's a way out of that contract with the health questions. Like, maybe, again, I'm not telling you they're doing it. We're talking and imagining. I don't think it's likely, but I'm not completely dismissing it. I don't think Arizona's likely, but there have been questions about Kyler Murray. There have been questions about the owner not being a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
What if all of a sudden they take Shadur Sanders and then they puts them in a position where they can move on from Kyler Murray? Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford. Again, this is, to me, going to be the great question of round, where does Shadur Sanders go? Because it doesn't look like 2 or 3. So is he going 9 to New Orleans, 21 to Pittsburgh? Is he going to the Browns or Giants who trade back up? Or is there a wild card scenario out there that we don't see, that we haven't talked about, that we're missing the way that many people missed last year, Michael Penix and the Atlanta Falcons?
That is a really, really good point. I think a lot of us thought that Penix was going to go in round 1. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to go number 8 to the Atlanta Falcons. They kind of did a really good job of keeping that thing close to the vest and keeping it out of the public eye to go get him. Now, here's my questions about the teams that were thrown out there from Adam Schefter. If you look at the dead cap money, the Dolphins cannot move on from Tua these next 2 seasons. Let's say that they outright cut Tua. I guess they could trade him too. The dead cap space for Tua is $137 million. It's $99.2 million for 2026. You just signed a 4-year contract with Tua, where you guaranteed him $167 million guaranteed. You just did that last year. You're now in the business of going to get a new quarterback. You look at Kyler Murray's contract. Here's the dead cap money for Kyler. It's $98 million this upcoming season. It's $57.7 million next season when it comes to dead cap. He's locked in for your next 2 years. You have a limited amount of resources as an NFL team. Your cap space is a tremendous resource. I'm not lighting 15% of it on fire for my quarterback to go play for another team. That puts you in the same situation that the Broncos are in with the bad trade that they made for Russell Wilson. That's the position that the Browns find themselves in, that they're upside down on a deal. You just signed these players to a deal. You just signed Kyler Murray. You just signed Tua. You're now in the market to go take a quarterback? Especially when you got a capable starter. I'm not the biggest Tua fan in the world, but when he's healthy, you can make the playoffs with them. Same thing with Kyler Murray. I do like the Rams. I think the Rams at 11-1 make a lot of sense. But if you ask me, I'm throwing that 7-1 bet out there on the Pittsburgh Steelers.